الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب وقال أيضا ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا وقال أيضا ومن يتق الله يكفر عنه سيئاته ويعظم له أجرا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم عتوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين إلهي تغفر همي إلهي تغفر همي صديق سائمان پیدا کر عمر فاروق جیسا کوئی جری انسان پیدا کر رگِ تحریف کٹ جائے رگِ تحریف کٹ جائے دمِ عثمان پیدا کر علی مرتضیٰ شیرِ خدا کی آن پیدا کر مسلمانوں میں دورِ اولین کی شان پیدا کر اے میرے مولا دلوں میں جذبِ ایمان پیدا کر آمین Respected elders, brothers, sisters and the receivers, sisters, downstairs, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with the month of Ramadan and blessing us the day of Eid, a great month which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man sama Ramadana imana wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi, whoever fast in the month of Ramadan with faith and expectation of the reward, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed, then Allah will forgive all his sins. In the same way, Allah blessed us with the night ibadah, the Salatul Taraweeh. Man qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever does qiyam in the month of Ramadan with faith, iman and expectation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his sins. Then in the beautiful month, Allah granted us with a blessed night, the night of power. Fortunate are those people who got this night, in which the reward is reward of 1,000 months. In order to compete with the other ummas, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the story of certain people, Zakariya alayhi salam, Hizkil alayhi salam, Yusha ibn Nun, that they strived in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 80 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the Sahaba, they were thinking, what, how can we compete with the other ummas? Our life is limited between 60 and 70 years. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he granted the blessed night, which is called the night of power. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. A night in which Allah revealed the Quran. Then the Quran came in stages, which I have already mentioned in the previous talk. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this beautiful month. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, after mentioning the farziyat of the roza, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَسُمْ. Whoever gets the month of Ramadan, he should fast. But if someone is in an excuse of illness, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَسُمْ وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيدٌ أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ, has embarked on a journey which is impossible for him to fast, فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ, then he has to do the qaza of the missed roza which he misses in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make ease for us. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. He doesn't want to burden us something which we cannot do it. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. So Allah wants to make easy for us in the month of Ramadan. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah knows we cannot fulfill the rights of the fast. ہم میں سے کوئی ایک بھی نہیں ہے جو روزے کا حق ادا کر سکتا ہے. Allah knows that. Allah says, leave it to me. وَلَتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. You just complete the program which I have set for you, a month fast. You just fast. And try to avoid the sins. Do the good amals in the month of Ramadan. وَلَتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. But you complete the course. Because he wants to make it easy for you. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. You just complete the course. That's it. Which we have done, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fast. However we have fasted, Allah accept it. Because we have obeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. The fast has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for the previous ummah. Allah says, ayyam ma'dudat, is just a couple of days, 29, 30, that's it. You just do it. Abstain from things which you are not allowed to do in the month of Ramadan, eating, drinking, relationship with your wife.
وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَ. And all those sins which are open, which are secret, which are concealed, stay away from it. That's it. Once you have completed the 30 days program, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ, now you have to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the Imam in the Eid namaz, he says the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi. In the first khutbah he reads this 9 times, in the second khutbah he reads this 7 times. Then in the salah, the 2 rakat salah, in the ahnaf you say 6 takbirs, 3 in the first, 3 in the second. Then in the Shafi, Imam Shafi rahmatullah, they say 12 takbirs. Six in the first one, 6 in the second. We say the takbir in the first rakat in the beginning, before the qiraat. And then in the second rakat, we say after the qiraat. Imam Shafi rahmatullah, if you go to Makkah or Medina, they follow the Shafi mazhab, they say in the beginning, in both rakats. They say it in the beginning. So both are authentic. If your Imam is Imam Shafi follower, then you follow him. No problem. And if you are in the Ahnaf environment, you follow there. The concept of Eid is you do takbir, walitukabbirullah. You have to read the takbir. That is why when the Musalli, he comes to the Eidgah, he reads Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar on his way to the mosque. When he returns back after Eid namaz, he says the same takbir. So you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. He guided you towards the right path. You fasted in the month of Ramadan. And you had the opportunity to carry out all the good deeds. And you abstain from the bad deeds. And then he kept the witnesses for the amals which you have done in the month of Ramadan, you do after Ramadan. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi, he writes, there will be 4 witnesses, for us or against us. The witnesses might witness the good things we have done. And all the good deeds will be in front of us. All the bad deeds will be in front of us. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. You will see with your own eyes. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. And the bad deeds which you will conduct, you will see with your own eyes. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُهْدَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. Whatever good or bad you will do, it will be in front of you, it will be present. And we can understand these things very easy now. You got the CCTV camera. You do any haircut, it's recorded. So if a man can invent a CCTV camera, the creator of the man, can't he invent things like that which can preserve your amal in lawi mahfuz? So he said there will be 4 witnesses, as I mentioned in the Eid prayer as well. 4 witnesses. Either for you, either against you. And the first one will be the angels. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. وَقَالَ أَيْزًا فِي مَقَامٍ آخر مَا يَلْفِزُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. The angels are recording every and each deed of us. جتنے آپ نے تلاوت کی, جتنے good عامال کیے رمضان کے مہینے کے اندر, تسبیحات پڑھی, تکبیر پڑھی, the angels have recorded. And they will play it on the day of judgment. It will be in front of you. The video will be in front of you. You abstained yourself from the sins in the month of Ramadan. You did not backbite. You were not jealous of someone. You didn't have enmity for anyone. You didn't have grudge for anyone. You never swore at anyone. You never hit anyone. You never shouted in the month of Ramadan. The people who drink alcohol, they never went near the alcohol. Isko takwa kehte hai, nahin? Woh bhi chhod dete hai. Peene wale bhi chhod dete hai. Peer ke din shayad woh shuru kar de. You never went near something which was haram. You abstained from it. And that was the concept of fasting. Kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. So that the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala develops in your heart. And you don't go near those sins. Everything is recorded. And the second witness will be the Prophet or the Prophets. Kuntu alayhim shahidam madumtu fihim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the farewell Hajj, what did he say? Have I delivered the message? What did the Sahaba reply? Yes, indeed you have delivered. So that's a witness, isn't it? You got the Quran in your hand. You got the Imams delivering the speeches on the day of Jummah, guiding you towards the right path, educating you what is haram in Islam. And then also, if you don't obey, that is a witness, isn't it? So the prophets will be the witness. Then the ummah will be the witness. If I am doing something wrong in front of you, you'll be my witness on the day of judgment. Yes, he did do wrong. Isne guna kiya tha, isne ye cheez ki thi. आपके बगल में कोई नमाज पढ़ रहा है, यू बिकम द विटनेस, इज इट? हाँ, वो नमाज पढ़ रहा है. एंड द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट, द लास्ट वन, फखरुद्दीन राजी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह, ही सेज इट विल बी द ऑर्गन्स ऑफ द बॉडी. ये हाथ, ये पैर, ये मुंह, ये आंखें, ये कान, दिस आर ऑल द विटनेसेस. एंड यू नीड अ विटनेस टू प्रूव समथिंग. यू गो इन द कोर्ट, यू नीड अ विटनेस. Without a witness, the case will not help you. The judge cannot come to the decision. So Allah will be the judge. And the witnesses will be there against us. So الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal our mouths on the day of judgment. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. And the hands will start speaking. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. And the legs and the limbs of the body, they will bear witness against him. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was traveling in a train. So, ek babu samne baitha hua, babu means the one who wears suit and coat and tie. Ek babu samne baitha hua tha, Musalman. So, after a few minutes, they started talking, and then the modern person, the modern Muslim, he asked a question to Hazrat Tanveer Ahmadullah Ali. Ye jo Quran mein aata hai, al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. On the day of judgment, the limbs will speak, the hands will speak, the legs will speak. I can't understand, how will they speak? The hand hasn't got a mouth. The leg hasn't got a mouth. So how will it be possible? Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, it was his habit, whenever somebody asked the question, he never haste in answering the question. But ye hame bhi karna chahiye, koi sawal puche, to itme naam se, aaram se, soch ke, we should answer. If you don't know the answer, lekin aaj to har mukti hai, koi maulvi ko koi puch raha hai, to wo dusre jo khade hai ni maulvi ke paas, wo jawab de denge, maulvi to abhi khamosh khada hai, wo jawab de denge. A journalist, he traveled to Pakistan and India from this country. And then when he returned back, he wrote an article in the Times paper. I read that article. He said, I traveled three countries, Bangladesh, Pakistan and India. I found everyone is a Maulvi there. Everyone is a Mufti. This is one thing I saw. I travel the whole world, but in these three countries, everyone is a Mufti. Everyone. Whether he's educated, he knows the Quran, he doesn't know the Quran, but he's a Mufti. He will answer. And that is what is happening on the Google Mukti. Kitni cheeze iske andar aa rahi hai, bilkul wrong aati hai. But if you give a diamond in the hands of the child, can he value it, a diamond? In one hand, he's got a diamond and you got a Kit Kat chocolate. Or any other chocolate, Cadbury chocolate. And the boy has got a diamond in his hand. Now you want to get that diamond from him. What do you have to give him? Show him the chocolate. Straight away he will give you the diamond. Straight away. Why? He doesn't know the value of the diamond. So today also, when you have no knowledge, you can't comment about Islam. Bahut bada fitna hai. Itna bada fitna hai, it will take the iman away from you. Those Islamic articles will take your iman away. Wallahi. People are spending so much time in it. Aqaida's changing. But itni mehnat ho rahi hai, phir bhi akhlaq nahi aa rahe, character is not there. What happened in Green Street, on the Chandra, where I live, just near my house? Is this the akhlaq of the Muslims? At 4 a.m., you can see the video, at 4 a.m., the whole Green Street was full of litter. Full of litter. Is it the akhlaq of a Muslim after fasting 30 days in the month of Ramadan? Taqwa didn't come to that extent that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't make the passage where people are passing, don't make it dirty. If there is any obstacle, any glass, any thorn, anything which will hurt someone, you pick it up. That is a sadaqah. Look what happened in Southall. The Muslims are celebrating Chandrat of the Eid and they're fighting with the police. Is this the akhlaq? That shows the taqwa didn't come, which was the concept of fasting. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alal ladina min qablikum. So he asked, how is it possible the hands will speak? Hazrat kept quiet for a minute. So the journalist is saying that I found everyone is a doctor in these three countries. Everyone. बिल्कुल अनपढ़ है वो भी डॉक्टर है अगर आप पूछो क्या बीमारी नहीं नहीं वो टैबलेट बंद कर दो डॉक्टर को बोलो ये टैबलेट आपको दे अरे डॉक्टर ने टैबलेट दी है तुम कौन है कहने वाले के डॉक्टर को बोलो कि ये टैबलेट दी हम सब डॉक्टर बैठे हुए हैं सब डॉक्टर सब मुफ्ती ही रोज दिस आर्टिकल इन द टाइम्स पेपर आई वॉज शॉक एंड विच इज ट्रू दैट इज इन अवर कल्चर इफ वी डोंट नो एनीथिंग अबाउट मेडिसिन वी विल कॉमेंट अबाउट द टैबलेट तो फिर उसको डॉक्टरी पढ़ने की क्या जरूरत थी वाई डिड यू हैव अ डिग्री फॉर दैट आप अपना दवाखाना खोल लो मेक योर सर्जरी एंड जस्ट नीम हकीम खतरे जान निम्मुल्ला खतरे ईमान निम्मुल्ला खतरे ईमान इफ यू आर हाफ स्कॉलर देन देर इज अ खतरा योर ईमान विल गो एंड इफ यू आर अ हाफ डॉक्टर द मेडिसिन विल फील यू So Hazrat is kept quiet and then he raised his head and says, see, I'm talking with you now. You are talking with me. What are we using to talk? Simple question. What are we using to talk? It's a tongue. He said, there is a mouth in the tongue? It's a piece of flesh. Is there any mouth inside? He said, no. He said, what is it? It's a piece of meat. So Hazrat said, the Allah who gave the power to the tongue to talk, on the day of judgment, is it not possible Allah will give power to the hands to speak? What a good answer. So Allah is saying in the Quran, Al-Yawma naqtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. These limbs will speak on the day of judgment. The organs of the body will witness for you against you. The eyes will say, Wallah, he was fasting, but when a woman was passing, he was looking at the woman. He was fasting, he was in his bedroom, but he was serving on his phone, and he was watching a film in which there were nude women. Aankhon ka roza to gaya nahi. He was chatting on the phone, and he was making ghibat of someone. He was sending WhatsApp without making an inquiry. Don't send the WhatsApp without making an inquiry, my brothers. Bahut bada guna hai. Investigate something. If you have got the interest to pass it to others, investigate something. Without investigating, don't forward the WhatsApps. Ye shaitan ne sari jale bichayi hai. Shaitan has spread the net. How to destroy the iman of this Muslim? Preserve your iman until the last moment of your life. And enter Islam entirely. Not part of it, entirely. We are Muslims in month of Ramadan. After Ramadan, what happens? Our sisters, they dress up in the Ramadan. Mahina, mashallah, very good, parda, all this. After Ramadan, Allah is gone. Parda is gone. We abstain from the sins in the month of Ramadan. After Ramadan, we start the same things. So what did we achieve? Where is the taqwa? So Allah is saying, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْإِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And then, so thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, for giving us the month of Ramadan. Now the interesting of this verse is, after this verse, Allah is bringing a verse which has nothing to do with the month of Ramadan. پہلے روزے کا شروع کیا پھر رمضان کے مہینے کا بیان کیا then he is talking about somebody is ill he can abstain from it somebody is on the journey he can abstain it from it he can make the qaza and then he says just complete the course وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْإِدَّةِ then he says on the Eid day you do the takbir and you be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suddenly he says وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ something new topic now And what is the topic? وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ So the Mufassirin Rahmatullah Alayhi says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when people ask you about myself, about the Creator, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي Tell them, I'm just near them. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ What does it mean? The Mufassirin write, Allah is not in the month of Ramadan near you. Allah used to forgive at the time of iftar a million people from the fire of hell. In the night, 600,000 people. So 1.6 million a day were being freed from the fire of hell at iftar time and in the night. For 30 days. Then in the last night, Allah will free the same amount He freed in the whole month of Ramadan. So a person should not think it's for Ramadan only. Every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He descends on the first heaven in the last part of the night. And He says, Hal min mustaghfirin. Hal min mustarzikin. Is there anybody who seeks forgiveness? I am ready to forgive him. Is there anybody who asks for sustenance? I am ready to give him sustenance. So after Ramadan, continue with your good amals. Which you have developed in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is like a gym. A boxer, a wrestler, he prepares himself in the gym. I was reading an article about Mike Tyson. He used to eat 22 eggs a day. How many? 22 eggs a day. Our youngsters, they go in the gym. MashaAllah, you should go. Build your muscles, but build your iman as well. Muscles will rot in the grave. Iman will not rot in the grave. So the preparation should be in the gym. Then when the date is announced, the boxer comes in the ring. Then he shows what he has done in the gym. What preparation he has done in the gym, he shows it in that ring in that few minutes. 12 rounds by 36 minutes. By 3 minutes each, 36 minutes, he shows his capability. So the month of Ramadan is like a gym. You have done the course for 30 days in the month of Ramadan. You have prepared yourself. Your eyes are prepared to save you from the guna. Your ears are prepared. Your hands are prepared. You did not consume anything, even halal, which was forbidden. Forget about haram. Halal. But you abstained from that. So So that's a preparation, that's a jiva. And now you have to come in the ring, and the ring is the 11 months. The ring is the 11 months. You prepared yourself in the month of Ramadan, you never missed any salah. Now you have to show that capability. For 11 months you will not miss any salah, inshallah. You abstain from watching the haram. You will abstain for 11 months. Don't say bolo. You did not eat any forbidden lukma. Nothing went in your stomach which was haram. Nothing went. You tried your best. Even things which were suspicious, which had doubt, you did not eat. You did not eat. If there is jelly inside or there is any pork thing, you did not eat. So you abstain from that for 11 months. In the month of Ramadan, you never hurt someone. So make the fixed resolution and firm intention that for 11 months I will not hurt anyone, inshallah. That is the message of Eid. Oh Allah, whatever type of life I have spent in the month of Ramadan, I want to adopt it for the 11 months. Everybody stayed away from the sins. We did very good amal, we did charities in the month of Ramadan. And the message to my brothers and sisters in Gaza, as I said it on the Eid day, please do not be the witness against us. Our hands are tied. We cannot help you. The most we can do is just give some charity. We cannot come there and fight. Because these people who have been martyred in Gaza will be the witness against the Muslim Ummah on the day of judgment, which are in billions. They will stand against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time when they were doing iftar and having nice, delicious foods on their table. Oh Allah, we were making our iftar with the bombs. What did the Ummah do for us? The day, on the Eid day when they were wearing new clothes, our clothes were being colored with our blood. What did they do for us? So whatever charities we have given is not enough. Is not enough. And the charities cannot reduce your wealth. Remember that. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. I met a Sikh brother. And he told me his story, how he became rich. He's a billionaire, one of a billionaire in this country. He said, my friend was a Muslim. And I went in a charity with him. He took me. And it was a charity for some country which was facing calamity. I gave £300. When the speaker was speaking, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Whatever you give in charity, Allah replaces it. Mufti Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written under this verse that look at the time of Qurban, we slaughtered millions of animals. But have you ever heard there is a shortage of animals? Have you ever heard that? Why? Allah replaces it. Whatever you spend, Allah replaces it. He said, when I heard this speaker saying this, it took my heart. And I was a non-Muslim. It was a Muslim charity. I gave £300. But my belief became so much strong that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave me so much. He gave me so much. They say, Bhagwan. He gave me so much that I have reached the stage of a billionaire in this country. So my brothers, we need to do more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to stay on the good amals throughout the 11 years. I thank everyone for coming in the month of Ramadan. MashaAllah, you have done very well in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our siyam, our qiyam, our ruku, our sujood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also accept our charities, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for us to complete this mosque as soon as possible. Inshallah, with next Ramadan, next Eid, inshallah, we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete it, inshallah. Inshallah. And jazakallah for all your donations towards Nurul Islam, and carry on, continue until the mosque is finished. And after the mosque is finished, if there is a surplus, inshallah, we will help to build other mosques as well, inshallah.